Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Nigeria, as we've noted, is a nation with huge energy supplies, but also a huge challenge of terrorism. Yesterday, we heard the announcement that help is on the way for the government trying to free hundreds of schoolgirls kidnapped by the group Boko Haram 3 weeks ago. Here's White House spokesman Jay Carney outlining U.S. participation in a possible rescue team.
It would include U.S. military personnel, law enforcement officials with expertise in investigations and hostage negotiations, as well as officials with expertise in other areas that may be helpful to the Nigerian government in its response.
The U.S. is responding in part to Boko Haram's leader, who taunted the world this week, saying he would sell kidnapped girls he holds into marriage and slavery. God instructed me to sell them. They are his property. I will carry out his instructions, Abubakar Shekau was heard saying in a 57-minute video obtained by a French news organization. I will sell them in the market, by Allah, he said. The international community is also responding to weeks of this.
Please, we are begging the federal government of Nigeria. Please, we are begging our army, which we depend on them. Please, intervene into this matter for us.
Outraged protesters inside and outside of Nigeria horrified over a lack of action in the kidnapping case. Voices of diplomats and former diplomats urging action. John Campbell, former U.S. ambassador to Nigeria, said on this program there was more the White House could do.
What I would hope the Obama administration would be doing is to be pushing the Abuja government to pursue not a counterterrorism strategy, but rather a counterinsurgency strategy. That is to say, a strategy that attempts to win, in President Lyndon Johnson's words, the hearts and minds of people in northern Nigeria, and to peel away the support or, more generally, acquiescence that Boko Haram appears to have.
And the kidnapping case has also underscored a deep sense of disillusionment with the Nigerian government's ability to do anything credible. That was the feeling last week from a very demoralized Oke Ndibe, the Nigerian novelist and visiting professor of African studies at Brown University.
Nigerian government has never, in the 52-53-year history of the country, Nigerians have never been lucky in the department of leadership. As Chinua Achebe, the great Nigerian novelist, famously said, Nigeria is a country that has found a way to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yesterday, we reached out to another former U.S. ambassador to Nigeria, Robin Renee Sanders, who's currently in Abuja, the site of the World Economic Forum, where security is tight and Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan has ordered the capital closed while the forum is in session. The ambassador says the abduction of the girls has been a distraction for the forum, but she says that it's important the international community not buckle to threats from Boko Haram.
The psyche of the nation has really been hit very, very hard by what has happened to these young girls in Chibok in northern Nigeria. And that, to me, and pretty much to everyone here, is quite separate than the economic forum. The forum had been planned way ahead of any event like this, but the most important thing to everybody and that's on everyone's minds here is the safe return of these young women.
And it's not well known by Americans, I think, but probably well known to you, that the U.S. has considerable expertise and experience dealing in some of these very, very troubled conflicts in Africa, particularly Uganda, where insurgencies with outrageous human rights records have created all kinds of problems for the government. The U.S. has a role to play here, I would think.
I would agree. Certainly, I was here in 2009 when, with the resurgence of Boko Haram, and we did a lot at that time. I think certainly I know the U.S. is offering assistance in every possible manner, including, intelligence assistance. I think that increased border patrols over the porous borders would be another critical factor that I'm sure that the U.S. and other donors are dialoguing about. And I think I would also add the importance of really reaching out to the community. I know in the U.S. we have this saying, if you see something, say something. And they need to find a way to get their population engaged in this so that if they see something untoward, they have a rapid way to get it into a 24/7 operation center so they can respond. I know there's always this dreaded sense of the use of drones, but drones can be very helpful in surveilling various areas. We have now a drone base in Niger, which is not far. In fact, Nigeria shares a border with Niger. But I think there are a lot of technological assets that the U.S. and other donors can bring to the table to help Nigeria. And Nigeria has said it stands ready to receive whatever help is out there that can really not only stem what's happening right now as vis-a-vis Boko Haram, but certainly finding ways to bring back these young girls.
Ambassador Sanders, I wonder if you could respond to some voices from Nigeria who we've spoken with over the past few weeks who really describe a sense of demoralization, a feeling almost of humiliation to be Nigerian in the sense that Nigeria doesn't appear to treat human life and the lives of these girls with appropriate respect, the count being all over the map. We talked with a Nigerian writer who says that the level of disillusionment with the government is profound. What can be done about this?
Well, I think that, you know, I've been on the ground for a couple of days now. I came back from the north yesterday. I was in Kanu and other places in the north. And really, I would counter that by saying that what I see from the Nigerian people is their profound commitment to try to find ways to return these young women. That does not mean that there weren't missteps that happened immediately in the aftermath, and actually even immediately before this happened. Certainly, it's a soft target to have all of these young women together in a dormitory in an area where there wasn't enough security. So I think that they are reevaluating not only where they went wrong, but certainly what they can do to stop that going better. I'm not saying that people are not feeling that more could be done and more should have been done. But what I'm sensing here right now is this profound fact of first, let's get these girls back. And in the meantime, concurrently, let's find a better way to address the issue so that it doesn't happen again. Really reach out to your neighboring countries. Their intelligence services can play a role. So I think that all of this can be worked together. I'm not saying that people don't feel unhappy and demoralized, but I think that the biggest feeling that I've sensed is the fact that first we've got to find these girls and bring them back.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Nigeria Robin Renee Sanders, she's now the CEO of the FEEDS Advocacy Initiative. She spoke to us from Abuja, where she's attending the World Economic Forum.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Reputation.com, encouraging everyone to check their online search results, because search results define you or your business. Learn more at Reputation.com.